Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Boy. Navi says in Haftarah, Yirmiyahu Navi, Omar Hashem Tzavakais, speaks HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokei Yisrael, Hirni Foyked El Amoin Minoi V'Al Pari V'Al Mitzrayim V'Al Oyheo V'Al Molocheo V'Al Pari V'Al Abaychim Boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am paying attention and I'm noticing to bring a punishment upon Amoin Minoi. Rashi says Amoin Minoi is the leader of Noi. Noi was the capital of Mitzrayim. Or the Radak says Amoin Minoi is the name of the capital city. It goes together. It's a compound name. And on Pare and against Mitzrayim and on the gods and all our kings, all the administrators of Mitzrayim. And anyone that trusts on Pare. What do I say, says Hashem? What's the punishment? They will fall to the hands of those who they fear. Whoever they're scared of, their enemies, will conquer them. Mitzrayim will fall into the hands of Nebuchadrezzar and his slaves. This is speaking about Paroi Neche. Paroi Neche is getting punished that he's going to fall into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Now the Medrash tells us in Eicha, Pam achas sholchu Yisrael etzel Paroi Neche lo yishia b'milchama. One time when the Jews were having a problem with Bavel, enemies who were upon them, they sent to call Paroi Neche, who the limping Paroi had a deal with Bnei Yisrael to come help them. V'holach yimayim, and he traveled to go help the Bnei Yisrael. However, on the way, Kishaniskar Ma'ostalav Yisayim, he remembered what Klal Yisrael had done to his parents back in Mitzrayim, Miyad Chazav, he changed his mind. And that's why it says in Eicha, V'tzipiyaseinu tzipinu el goy le'yashiv. We were hoping, we were looking towards a nation that ended up not helping us. So in the Sefer called Tefayach from Rav Zaitchik Zachariah Levrachi, he brings, it says in Mishlei, Lev Rishayim Kimat. The heart of Rishayim is a little bit, which means, how much heart do they have? How much goodwill do they have? Sometimes there's a Rasha who has an inspiration to do something good. He has this oirus to do something positive. Or maybe he's inspired not to do bad, at least it's quite good. You know, he's thinking, I'm not going to kill today. But it doesn't last long. Lev Rishayim, the hearts for Rishayim kemat, only abyssal, doesn't last long. The moment of inspiration passes, and he just goes back to being the Rasha. Here we have Paroi Neche, who had his urge to do something good, to go save Klal Yisrael from war. And he went, he actually went out to save them. But on his way, something from hundreds of years before fell into his head, what happened in Mitzrayim, and the action that he was involved with stopped. As soon as you remember what the Yidden did to his fathers in Mitzrayim, he changed his whole plan. Paroi turned around. No stability. No reliability. And that's what the Navi is referring to in Haftarah and says, because Paroi wasn't trustworthy, and those that believed him, they weren't supposed to believe in this Paroi anyways, those that had relied on him get punished. But he's getting punished because he backed out. This, says Rav Zaitchik, is the character of Goyim. Even if they have an inspiration, it's short-lived. It's not going to last long. We'll add, everybody knows, the Medrash says, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar tells us that Ninveh did tshuva, but a little while later, they all went back to their bad ways, and Medrash says they were actually turned over. The city turned over later. It was destroyed. Because even though they had a tremendous tshuva, but it doesn't really last. It's not a real tshuva. It's just like a moment. It's hype. It's excitement. But it's not something which has a real kiyum. This, of course, we could answer. There's a steer in Chazal. Chazal says some places that Goyim can't do tshuva. By Ninveh, we find he did tshuva. Teretz, it's not a real tshuva. It's not a tshuva shleima. It's not a tshuva that lasts. So when there is a mitzvah that's done properly, when there's a real endeavor in Ruchnius, the point is for it to be something that's going to last. Mamashkiach always says, what does the word Sela mean? In Ashrei, right? In other places, in Tanakh, Sela. In Tehillim very often appears the word Sela. Sela means it's something which should last. There is a study, scientific study, which indicates, I don't know if scientific studies do anything more than indicate, but it indicates that radio waves, which were recorded at the beginning of the radio 50 years ago, 100 years ago, whenever it was, they never stop. They keep on going, but they're heading outwards. So, in other words, someone made a recording, not a recording, somebody spoke on the radio 100 years ago. If you travel far enough, you can still pick it up. It never stops. If it's reflected back to Earth, theoretically, it's possible to even hear it still till today, something that was recorded on the radio in the 1900s. There's even a theory that anything which is ever spoken, any word which is ever said, is still traveling, still going. Very faintly, if you have the right tool, you could pick up Avraham Avinu speaking, Yitzchak Avinu speaking, Lahavdi, you could pick up Haman speaking, if you tune in and you hear it the right way. It's still there. The sound waves are still shaking around in the ear till today. So do ruchnius has to be something that will last. We're going to show more of this from the Sefer called Sefer. We know from the Saru Yimalchus, everybody knows, Shedis Antishabov and Yom Kippur, we have Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now, the Tana Dvei Eliyahu says that Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol took the head of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He was killed first. It was Machlekes amongst them who should be killed first. Took the head of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and he cradled it. He held it. He hugged it. He kissed it. And he said, Rabbi, your mouth, which was so filled with Torah, how is it treated the same as some Roman Rishayim chopped off like some Chal Shabbos? And meanwhile, while he was crying over him, says the Tana Dvei Eliyahu, Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol himself was killed. Now listen to this. The Zohar Kaddish tells us in Rus, Rabbi Nehoroi and Rabbi Yitzchak got up one morning. Rabbi Nehoroi and Rabbi Yitzchak, long after that the story of Rabbi Shmuel and Shimon Gamliel happened, and the Bayis Sheni, this is years later, Rabbi Nehoroi and Rabbi Yitzchak got up one morning, and they were watching the stars and learning different things about how the stars sing Shiur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it says they heard crying. They heard a sound of a deer that was crying over a lion next to the Kisei HaKadosh. They recognized it was a deer that was crying about a lion. So Rabbi Nehoroi said to Rabbi Yitzchak, did you hear something? He said, yeah, I hear something. Somebody's crying about a lion. I don't know what it is. So Zaire says, Rabbi Nechemiah says, Rabbi Nehoroi and Rabbi Yitzchak didn't know immediately what it was. But a few days later, it was revealed to them. What was this crying? It was the crying of Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Kohen Gadol, who was crying over Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And he was crying over Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, how he had been killed by the Romans. This crying never, ever left the Kisei HaKavod. This crying was ongoing, and still ongoing until today. The love that the Chachamim had for each other, the Kedoshim, they had a real love for every Yid. They had a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a love for another Tana. That crying is still till today. It's still crying. Every morning you can hear that crying. The deer crying for the lion. Maybe we can't hear it, but that crying still exists. A real feeling of ruchnius lasts forever. It just goes on and on and on, never ends. The feeling of love, the maisam lein efradu, by death it doesn't part. It just continues. The Kol Tzefayach brings Zefer Chasidim, says that every nefesh has in Shamayim a mazel, a spiritual power called a mazel connected to this nefesh. And the Shechina, even after the person dies, this allows this mazel to keep on speaking in the same voice that the person spoke when he was alive. After he dies, he could keep on sending beautiful, powerful messages which never stop, because he spoke before beautiful words of Torah and Chizuk and Shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Medrash Rabbah and Shira Shirim, Parsha Bei, Simon Laman asks a question. Ad heichan amar lehem oisei akol shol nasa v'nishma. We know, Rei Yisrael v'yan am kol echar v'yoymru kol advorim asher dibra Hashem nasa, or kol miyachta yom kol asher hashim v'dir Hashem nasa v'nishma, says the Medrash, how long did this last for? How long did the Nas Nishma reverberate through the world? Says the Medrash. Ah, Shleima HaMelech, Kishabara HaMikdash V'Hishlam HaMalacha. When he built the Beis HaMikdash, and there was a new shir, which he's saying, then maybe that same shir wasn't as prominent as before. But the first shira of Nasa V'Nishma, that song to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was going through the world and never stopping. That was said with such fervor, with such emeskite, with such love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it never stopped. The Zohar HaKadosh, Medrash HaNelem and Parsha Shmois, says, Harbi Hechalis Yesh Ba'olam Elyon, many different chambers or palaces in the upper world. Hechal of Eshi Bas Parai, Hechal of Sarach Bas Asher, Hechal of Yecheved, and then it says, Hechal of Devaira, who is still singing her Shira until today. Ruchnius, when you say it, when you sing it, when you do it, it's never supposed to stop. Now, the Haftarah actually, right before this, speaks about the downfall of Pari Melech Mitzrayim, and it says, Koila, the voice of Mitzrayim, Kanachosh Yelech, will go like a snake. Ki v'chayel yelechu, uv'kaduma yisba'olah k'choyt v'eitzim. Like woodchoppers, Mitzrayim will be treated just like the snakes were treated, the woodchoppers. So Rashi says, now this teaches us, and this is really a Medrash in Bereishis, the snake once had feet. You can see its marks until today, everybody knows. See where the feet marks are, where there were once legs connected to the bottom of the snake. Many snakes. Says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chopped off the feet of the snake, and at that moment, his voice rang out from one end of the world to the other, when the snake's legs were chopped off. So too, Paroi, when he has his downfall, Paroi Nechei, will be, says Rashi, also this terrible sound will go throughout the whole world. Here we have the Koyach Hara, Koyach Pari Melech Mitzrayim, Koyach HaNochash, also making this noise which never stops. So the Nezer HaKoyach on the Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis explains, this is also actually a noise of goodness, because Paroi symbolizes the Koyach of Ra, just like the Nochash symbolizes the Koyach Hara. And you know, last week's Haftarah also, Paroi was referred to as a Tanin HaGadol, which Rashi says is a Nochash. Actually, in Parshas Boy, the Makis Bechairis, we're told about a huge sa'aka, which was never heard before again afterwards. This huge screaming. So when the Ra had its downfall in Mitzrayim of Parshas Boy, or the Paroi, a Paroi Nechei, or early in history, when the Nachash had his downfall, there was also a noise which never stopped. A noise of the downfall of Russia, of Rishus, of evil in the world. Because Ruchnius, victory of Ruchnius, when a Yid wins over his Yetzer Tov, when a Yid has a real love to another tzaddik, a real love to his friend, when a Yid sings the Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when someone cries over a tzaddik, when someone takes that music and sings HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all his soul, that is sound that never, ever stops. The Shabbos.